In recent shows and on the website, particularly in light of recent events in Egypt, we've been asking, how can we better support each other? But it's important to acknowledge, and doing so may be sufficient to show how bankrupt is the professional left, that we haven't yet even started the conversation over the airwaves about the fact that the global society called class is specifically structured to dissuade us from and prevent the possibility of mutual assistance, which is our nature as human beings. So we have until very recently been effectively checked, atomized, and kept divided, except the cell doors are opening, the ice flows are melting, and we're beginning to see what power is doing. And we have to give some thanks, serious thanks to Egypt for the role it's playing in helping us see that. See that democracy is an ideology, that gross disparities are built into the structure of the state. The state is designed to prevent our solidarity globally only through the determination, the heart of our brothers and sisters in Egypt. Would we at this point, this early perhaps, be calling the question, what do you do when the structures of authority called the state is set in motion because it's backed up globally by the market, by global power, and the market is in fact an invention, a creation, a tool of global power. If folks in an individual nation cannot do anything to advance their freedom because the structure of the state is designed to prevent them from doing that, and that in fact there is global pressure put on every state to maintain control of their people. So this is a dilemma we have to work on together, and not just work on, actively confront together.